Justin Westhoff joins us on the show. Good morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you on the show, and congratulations on the win. Well, obviously, the build-up to that game over in your neck of the woods was just gigantic. To get the win the way you did must have been just absolutely fantastic for everybody at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this game was it's been built up for months and months now, and I think they've been talking about it last year. So to have it round two showdown, the ground was unbelievable. The amount of time and effort that the club has put into the game was incredible. So I think the supporters reaped the rewards of that game, and it was good to get over the line in the end.
Good morning, Justin. G'day. It's Andrew Gaze here. Just speak a little bit about the ground as well. It's the first time the game's been played there. Looked fantastic on television. How was it out on the field there?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I think it was one of those pinch-yourself moments running out in the ground just before the game. The roar of the crowd was, gave you goosebumps. So, we've only trained there a couple of times, and it's pretty impressive. Just the roar of the crowd and just the surface is, pretty unbelievable.
Justin, Terry Wallace here. I thought it was exactly the way that you would want to win a big game. You don't always start the best, your team, but big finals, get off to a start, the other side comes at you, and then be strong enough to hold your ground and then run away from it. I think that's the perfect way you want to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably been a bit of a criticism of us as a group, our starts, and I think on the weekend, we come out firing and put a few goals up, a bit of breathing room there at quarter time. So probably to the Crows' credit, they fought back there in the third quarter. But our guys, probably stood up there. A lot of guys played amazing games on the weekend and really shouldered the burden and got over the line in the end.
Your back line's really unheralded. And when I have a look in that third quarter, Adelaide had 18 inside 50s and only kicked 3 goals in the third quarter. Your defence is holding up really well. And again, it's guys that are not necessarily big-name players. I mean, I thought Jonas's job on Betts was tremendous after the first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tommy really shut him down there in the second half. He was starting to get a little bit on top. But I thought, with saying that, Jarman Impey did a really good job in his second game for the club early on. But, our backline has stood up strong this year, even last year, with having not much experience. I think with Bobby Carlisle coming back, really bolsters that backline. And obviously Jacko laid inclusion last week. So, not much experience back there, but they're really holding strong, really solid group. And I think, they're really, really strong for us on the weekend.
Now, Justin, there's a lot of love out there for Ken Hinckley, and rightly so, for the way he's helped transform the club and the way he's coaching the team. But I was a bit scared for Sean Hart in the box on the weekend. Have you seen that vision, and can you give us an insight into it?
Yeah, I saw that after the game. And that's typical Ken. His passion for the game and his willingness to win is probably second to none. I haven't really seen that with any other coach that I've had. So, I think I've sat up in the box there once before and it gets pretty full on up there. So, Hardy's a brave man to be doing that during the game, that's for sure.
And what about his impact on yourself? Prior to him coming there, you were very, very good, but now you're exceptional.
Superstar.
Yeah, obviously Ken's put a lot of faith in me and what I can do with the game. And speaking to him, he just wants me to get a little bit of respect in the competition, and I think he's playing me in positions which suit me a lot better and the way I play the game. So not just me, but probably the entire playing group is a little bit you just want to play for him and you just want to win for him, and that's a trait that he has that I think not many other people have.
Now, Justin, just before three-quarter time, you take a mark right in the last line of defence and all of a sudden the cramp sets in. Was that just a little bit of a ploy or were you actually cramping up?
No, I was actually. And,
come on.
Couldn't believe it at the time. But
it worked well.
Yeah, it worked well. And look, it was a hot day there on Saturday.
Turn it up, mate. Come on, you've won. We've been there before. Hey, well played. It was a super win. It was a great day for footy over in your neck of the woods and a great day for Port Adelaide as you continue on, mate. Keep up the good work, and we really appreciate you joining us on the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Justin West.